This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Tell you, I don't need you to thank me and tell me I've done a good job. I've done nothing but my duty. I discovered a bunch of bloodthirsty scum coming after innocent people, and I've been fighting them for 13 years, and I'll never stop while I'm drawing breath.
For 26 years, Alex Jones and InfoWars have been sounding the alarm for patriots worldwide, waking people up to the new world order. Bohemian Grove. The American deep state, the rise of communist China, the plan for global depopulation, and global elite pedophiles who prey off of our young. The enemy has done their best to destroy us, but because of your support, our fight continues. Join us, support the InfoWar, and together we will slay the dragon.
Keep fighting, Alex, you're the gladiator.
It is the listeners of the gladiators of the information war, and I'll risk my life and everything. With CNN thinking they doxed our location, it was our old warehouse location, they moved 3 years ago, but I feel sorry for the folks at that building where we used to have the warehouse, because the stalkers still show up there, people already put that address out. Brian Stelter, HBO specials, this is what these nasty people are. But I mean, look, Brian Stelter looks like a pedophile. I'm not saying he is, just would you let him babysit your kids? Brian looks like a pedophile stelter. Let's go ahead and talk to Rob in Louisiana. You're on the air, Rob. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, I sell medical equipment. I do not sell prescription drugs. There's a lot of small-town doctors. My phone is blowing up. They do not want equipment. They don't want ventilators. They want nutraceuticals. They want vitamin C packs. They want Z packs, which I wasn't even selling until 2 weeks ago. And it is being cut off.
You know what, guys? Get his name and number, and the other fella, too, who called about the cloning. I want you to be a guest. I did this yesterday with the trucker. I want you to be a guest for a segment tomorrow to really talk about this, because Europe said huge recovery with massive loads of vitamin C. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for that. Okay, but it's cheap. Z-Pak takes out the bacteria carrying the virus. Exactly. Hydrochloroquine now been approved. What do you make of them governors ordering doctors not to do this?
Well, Alex, you know, I talk to more RNs and I talk to doctors just in their offices, and they do not want equipment. They do not want ventilators. They want nutraceuticals, and they are getting emails. I have gotten emails. My phone has been blowing up. I don't even sell this stuff, and my phone is blowing up for what they can get, but the FDA is withholding it. They are with. It used to be called quinine. During the Vietnam era, you know, each troop in Vietnam, every 2 weeks, you got a big quinine pill, a big red pill to take.
And what is in? Tonic. Quinine.
Exactly. It was anti-malarial. It's what kept the troops from getting malaria.
I know. That's one reason they banned us off Google, is that I'm not selling tonic. It's all these medical articles about it.
Yep, and it costs 50 cents a pill now. For the old quinine and these doctor's offices, and I do not speak to the large Ochsner's or Tulane's, the big gigantic hospitals. They're going to get what they want. But the smaller towns with 10 to 5,000 people and less, they're not going to get it. They've already been told you're not going to get it.
Unbelievable. I've seen that. And again, the way they do is they go, Jones says, Trump says he's got a cure. We don't say that. We go, oh, look at this medical info. In Europe, very promising. Look what this doctor is saying here in the U.S. And then they just say, you know, you need to be arrested. Why do you think they don't want people to be healthy and to know that these viruses basically don't have a chance in almost everybody if you have high levels of zinc?
Well, with vitamin C, vitamin B, vitamin D, and zinc, and quinine, it doesn't cost anything. All four of those, once a week, would cost you about $4.
Exactly. And you're saying the doctors... listen, 3 weeks ago I went to the store because I wanted extra zinc because our formulas are multivitamins. They've got good zinc in them, but I wanted to, you know, boost it, and it was all sold out.
Okay, Alex, I want to say one more thing. I know you're pressed for time. Just for your listeners, I would go ahead. I use several of your products. I've been about a 3-year listener. I use several of your products. I would go ahead, and because you're not going to be able to go to your doctor's office and get it if you live in these smaller towns. I mean, you
hold on. Paul's taking over in his time. Finish up. We're back in 60 seconds. Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running. All right. Look.
Get out on the highway.
I'm going to get the name and number of all these callers, whoever wants me to, and I'm going to call you all. And Harmon, you don't ask me tomorrow. You just call these callers back so they get on. Because you know, we have 20 phone lines, and then I have a guest that I don't get to you, but I want to hear from you. So we're going to go quickly to your calls in the first hour tomorrow. People that are holding, I promise. Unless there's some new national emergency, but we're going to go to your calls. I got to finish up with Rob here, and then Paul Watson, set, always ready to take over on this hour. I don't like to cut into his time. But normally I would cut into his time. It's just so big. I'm going to have to put an emergency report out about this. Soros is literally on record funding attorney generals and mayors and prosecutors. And he's put in over 400 of them just the last 2 years. One of them is the attorney general of New York. And Soros is coming for us, folks, so pray for us. That's all I can tell you. I'll tell you later about it. But and it's okay. I expect all this, okay? I feel good, actually. I feel actually really healthy and strong and very close to God right now. So I'm not a victim here. I'm a warrior for truth in the fight, but I just need you to spread the articles and the videos. No matter what happens to us, I need you to continue on. We must win. We must continue this fight. You understand? But behind the scenes and up front, they're letting me know we're going to get your ass. Well, that's what has to happen. It has to happen. You'll have to deal with God. All right. Rob in Louisiana, go ahead and tell me. You're saying you normally sell medical equipment, and that and everywhere you go for stations that just joined us. Tell, recap what's happening and then finish your story.
Okay, Alex, it's the small doctor's offices, the older doctor's offices, the older RNs. They know what people need. It's not these big, gigantic corporate hospitals.
Well, yeah, they follow orders, and they get to put you on a ventilator and all that. They make more money.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the governor and the health inspector or whoever has called these people and said, hey, don't do this. But the smaller guys, they're like, hey, I need quinine. I need vitamin C. I need vitamin D. I need these intravenous packs that the government sells. But this is my whole point. The FDA is within 2 weeks of taking control of that. They're gonna disperse it out to who they want, not who asked for it.
Exactly. For those that don't know, I occasionally go and get an IV of vitamin C and other stuff. It makes me feel so good. And I've been hearing from the doctor's office that it's already sold out and the stockpile's buying it all up. For those that don't know, there's nothing like intravenous with these things. Exactly. And those are known treatments. But again, they don't want the public knowing about it.
Exactly. A vitamin C intravenous pack will literally cost the doctor's office $6. I can sell it for $10, and then they sell it to you for $20 or $30. That's it. Just to tell your listeners, Alex, while they can, because people in small towns, they are not going to be able to go and get these things from the doctor's office, from these little med offices that are open for emergency places. But they're not going to get it. They're not going to be tested. They're not going to get it. So whatever they need, I would order, as a user of some of your products, I would just go ahead while it's there, because even ABL Labs, which you talk to more than I do, which I do talk to them, they're going to run out soon because the FDA is going to take it. They're going to take everything. And they are going to...
Well, that's the thing. This is off record, but it wasn't off record when they told me. I just didn't want to get into the inside baseball. We want the topical stuff that these companies sell to hospitals. And I should have always had that anyways, but the really high-powered stuff, they say, sorry, the government, the stockpiles are buying anything that these companies can produce right now. So you know what you're talking about. Please continue. So tell them real fast, and Paul's taking over.
The RNs have told us, RNs know more than doctors do. And the RNs...
That's right, because they run the show, they got to have the supplies, they got to run the hospital.
Exactly. The RNs have told me in these small, between one and maybe six doctors in these offices, they have said, we can't get this. The FDA will not send this to us. Why? We can buy it. And they will not send it to them. They don't want people to get well.
And again, for folks that don't know, this stuff's always been for the doctors. They've always been able to get this. This is approved stuff. That's what's crazy. Let's take American Biotech Labs that we private label. They're in the news acting like we just pulled this out of a rabbit hat somewhere. And we're just making this stuff up. It's crazy. All right. God bless you, sir. I really appreciate your call. Absolutely, folks. You know what I'm personally doing to boost my body's defenses is DNA Force Plus, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. And for topical, we're selling out these little one-ouncers. We're getting more of the 16-ouncers in, hopefully soon, with the American Biotech Labs Nano Silver. But that's for topical. You can also gargle in your mouth. But it's crazy. They tried to keep the president from saying Chloroquil was good because Europe said it was great, and vitamin C and everything, and zinc. And now they had to approve the hydroxychloroquine, which is just a drug form of what the anti-malaria drug's been for 300 years, the British discovered with the Dutch. Speaking of the British, Paul Joseph Watson takes over. Summit.news, his big story is linked up on drudgereport.com. Paul Joseph Watson, we appreciate you. Please take over.
Thanks, Alex. Yeah, I'm looking at a headline up on Summit.news, which went up about 45 minutes ago. Spanish government being sued for encouraging mass gatherings right as coronavirus hit. Now, we already know about Nancy Pelosi going out on the streets of San Francisco at the end of February, and in fact into March, encouraging people to attend the parade in Chinatown. We know about public health officials in New York City, again as late as February and into early March in the case of de Blasio, encouraging them to attend parades in Chinatown. And in fact, on March 2nd, and I just put out a video about this earlier, by the way, which is going to play in the next segment, de Blasio, as late as March 2nd, that's just over 3 weeks ago, is saying, go out on the town, go to shows, go to the cinema, go to sports games, go and congregate in large groups. We know in Italy, in February, right as this virus began to spread and percolate throughout Italy, which of course has been completely devastated by it, the left-wing mayor of Florence and all these big left-wing activist groups across the country encouraged people in northern Italy, where you have all these tens of thousands of Chinese migrants going back and forth between China and Italy because they all work in the northern Italy textile industry, so they can use slave Chinese labor but still have it, say, made in Italy on the purse or the bag. While that was taking place, they were telling Italians to go out and hug and kiss Chinese people on the street. How many more examples do we need to see of this? Well, now we have another one, which I just learned about today. And this is even worse. And I'm going to obviously carry this over into the next segment. But we had a story out of Italy, which the mainstream media made such a big deal out of. Back on February 19th, there was a Champions League soccer game in Milan, northern Italy. Again, this was before the lockdown, which was attended by 40,000 residents of Bergamo, which again now is the worst hit individual area in the entire world in terms of coronavirus. 40,000 fans attended this soccer game on February 19th. The media described it as a biological bomb during which the virus was widely spread across northern Italy. That was according to the mayor, Giorgio Gori. So the media hyped up that story massively as one of the primary reasons why coronavirus spread so rapaciously around Italy. This story they've completely ignored, because it was the Spanish government directing its own citizens to go out on the streets and congregate in huge groups of tens of thousands, and in fact, in the case of Madrid, probably over 100,000 people to attend feminist rallies. This occurred on March 8th, days after they'd already banned people from going to soccer games, from going to basketball games. So even nearly a week after they banned them from doing that, the Spanish government got up on television and social media and encouraged hundreds of thousands of Spaniards to get out on the street, congregate in huge groups to mark International Women's Day. Once again, political correctness proves deadly. Woke activism proves deadly. I'm going to get into it on the other side, as well as the latest news with coronavirus, the latest news with celebrities whining about how they have to quarantine in their 10-bedroom mansions. We'll get into that and more on the other side. Breaking news at summit.news. Now go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're talking about the Spanish government and how they encouraged hundreds of thousands of people to get out on the streets as coronavirus hit just 3 weeks ago because of the all-important event of International Women's Day and bringing down the patriarchy. But surely that was worth the 8,000-plus coronavirus deaths that Spain now has, wasn't it? Headline, Spanish government being sued for encouraging mass gatherings right as coronavirus hit. The Spanish government is being sued for gross negligence after it encouraged citizens to attend giant feminist rallies across the country on March 8th, potentially exposing hundreds of thousands of people to coronavirus. This is a class action lawsuit which accuses the Spanish government, highly ideological by any standard, this is Soren Kern writing for Gatestone Institute, and their communist coalition partner Podemos, of knowingly endangering public safety by encouraging the public to participate in more than 75 feminist marches across the entire country. So you had the one in Madrid, which from the looks of the videos that I've seen of it, probably at least over 100,000 participants in that one rally alone in Madrid. They had 75 of them stretching across the entire country to mark International Women's Day. Even after they banned people attending sports games. Again, political correctness kills. It literally kills. The rallies were attended by Spain's deputy prime minister, as well as the prime minister's wife and mother. Again, literally willing to sacrifice themselves for political correctness. In Madrid alone, which has been devastated by the coronavirus outbreak, Reuters reported that thousands of women marched, not just women, against gender inequality to mark International Women's Day, despite concerns the gatherings could help spread coronavirus. That was on March 8th that Reuters reported that. And in fact, during this march, one of the protesters even held a sign that said, machismo kills more than coronavirus. Fast forward 3 weeks, plot twist, more than 8,000 people are dead. I think we know which one kills more. And according to journalist Matthew Bennett, in an apparent effort to downplay the danger of attending the rallies to the public, the Spanish government failed to report new coronavirus cases between March 6th and March 9th. So he's accusing them of trying to take it off the radar in terms of new coronavirus cases to encourage people to get out on the streets even more. Absolutely incredible. By the way, these officials aren't going to face any criminal penalties. They're just going to be barred from taking office for a period of 9 to 15 years. So they're not even going to be in that hot water, despite the fact that this almost certainly killed people, almost certainly. You think hundreds of thousands of people, right as it's starting to hit its peak in Spain, or at least the beginning of the upswing in terms of coronavirus cases and deaths, hundreds of thousands of people not wearing masks in the vast majority of cases, breathing and coughing on each other in extreme close proximity. What could possibly go wrong? All in the name of woke political correctness. It's not a cliche to say it actually kills. Despite numerous warnings, and the government having already ordered major football and basketball matches to be held behind closed doors with no spectators, the Spanish government's main point man for the coronavirus, Fernando Simon, told the public there was no risk. He even said, if my son asks me if he can go, I will tell him to do whatever he wants. So they were pushing it to the extent where they said, we're so confident that you're going to be safe in crowds of hundreds of thousands of people, we will send our own children to the front lines. That's how keen they were to get people to attend these marches for International Women's Day. Which is kind of ironic because it was partly a rally against domestic abuse. Now they're saying because everyone's quarantined, domestic abuse is going to go through the roof as well. Spain has now lost over 8,000 people to COVID-19. That's probably 9,000 by this point. That was last night's number. The lawsuit involving more than 5,000 plaintiffs accuses Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, and his which is the socialist government, by the way, and his representatives in Spain's 17 autonomous regions of prevarication, which is a Spanish legal term that means lying and deceiving. The government was allegedly so determined to ensure that the feminist marches took place on March 8th that it deliberately downplayed warnings about the pandemic. These should have been cancelled weeks and weeks before. And again, the media has harped on for the past 2 weeks about this Champions League soccer game in Milan, Italy, on February 19th. 3 weeks, nearly 3 weeks before the feminist marches in Spain, they said that should have been cancelled because 40,000 people turned up, Italians, and they called it a biological bomb which exposed the residents of Bergamo to coronavirus, and that's why it got so bad in Italy. That was 3 weeks before the Spanish feminist marches, the all-important International Women's Day marches. Why is the media not talking about this, despite the fact that the Spanish government is now being sued by 5,000 plaintiffs? Again, I read this in Gatestone Institute. No coverage in Western media outside of Spain. And again, I'm going to play the video later, but just absolutely incredible. You had the mayor of Florence telling people to go out and hug Chinese people, and there's literally video of them removing masks from Chinese people. We had 50,000 Chinese migrant workers working in Prato, next door to Florence, in the textile industry, flying back and forth between China and Italy, including, some people claim, directly to Wuhan and back to northern Italy. 50,000 alone in that one area. So the true number of Chinese migrants in northern Italy was probably in the hundreds of thousands, and these people were flying back and forth. And the mayor of Florence was telling people to go out and hug them. I mean, on the gravestone of Spain and France, after this is all over, after it claims God knows how many tens of thousands of lives, you know, at least they'll be able to say, we weren't racist. Because that's what it all comes back to. That's what it all leads back to right from the start. January, bat soup memes, when it was only killing people in China. The media, and I put this in my video, which we're going to play later on the show as well, they were the ones saying it's just the flu, bros. You talk about BuzzFeed, Washington Post, CNN, all came out with articles downplaying it, saying this is basically nothing compared to the flu. And by the way, if you fearmonger about it, if you spread misinformation by claiming it's a big deal, then you're racist, then you hate Chinese people. And they stuck with that narrative, but then flipped it, and now the same people who are against these social distancing measures, like Bolsonaro in Brazil, are saying basically the same thing that the likes of Pelosi, officials in New York, officials in Spain and Italy said 6 weeks ago. But now Bolsonaro's getting his tweets deleted. People are being banned on Twitter. Where are the people being banned on Twitter from Italy and Spain? Nowhere to be seen. No, go away. We'll be right back.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
Hey, look, in January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June, and one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years, and the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff, but I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Summit.News Studios in the United Kingdom. You are listening to Paul Joseph Watson.
And we are live talking about some kind of virus that's been going around the world the past couple of months. I don't know if you've heard about it. But what's interesting is to see how celebrities and social media influencers have reacted to this, because, again, maybe for the first time ever in their lives, the vast majority of human attention is concentrated on one thing, and that, therefore, it's not concentrated on them in any substantial way. So, of course, we had a bunch of celebrities singing Imagine, as if they couldn't make it any more cringe, any more worse. And now we have celebrities starting to whine about being quarantined. And, in fact, I posted a meme on Twitter, retweeted a meme, and it says, celebrities, guys, we're all in this together. If I can stay home, so can you. They're home. And then it's a picture of like a 15-bedroom tropical mansion with a giant swimming pool a rooftop garden, a helicopter, a giant barbecue area. Yeah, most people aren't quarantined in those kind of facilities. They're quarantined in little tiny flats. And they can get out once a day for their state-mandated, state-allowed exercise, as I do, and that's it. But according to James Corden, who is British, but of course hosts a late-night show in America, he spoke of anxiety and sadness over coronavirus. This is out of BBC News. James Corden, host of the Late Late Show, says he's been struggling with incredible spikes of anxiety and sadness during the COVID-19 outbreak. I found it tougher than I ever thought I would, he said during a special edition of his Late Late Show. He feels so out of control. It feels so beyond our comprehension, all of it, and I found I get sort of overwhelmed with sadness in it all. He broadcasts live from his garage in LA. So he's broadcasting to millions of people from his garage in LA while whining about being anxious and sad. So I looked up his house in LA. Headline out of Hello Magazine. Inside James Corden's 7.5 million mansion, that's in pounds, so it's $10 million, as he brings the Late Late Show to the UK. This is where James Corden is being all anxious and sad and boo-hoo about being quarantined. £7.5 million mansion, again, that's $10 million, in the star-studded neighborhood of Los Angeles, three young children. It has five bedrooms, eight bathrooms, spans 8,609 square feet. And again, this is in L.A. It is located on a sprawling 20,000 square foot estate, complete with rolling lawns, a swimming pool and spa, a fire pit, a barbecue area, ideal for hosting James's celebrity friends. And then there's a series of pictures. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. There's a TV room, little cinema room, pool table. I'm guessing, in comparison to other people, James Corden is not doing too badly. In fact, I would bet a lot of people would be absolutely delighted to be quarantined in his home for a month. It would be a luxury holiday. So he's literally whining about being anxious. Again, a multi-millionaire celebrity for being cooped up in that tiny 8,000 square feet home. With a giant garden, with a giant swimming pool. Yeah, James, most people don't have access to that. They're cooped up in tiny little flats with two rooms in them, in many cases, in New York and London. So again, yeah, another opportunity to make the coronavirus about himself. We've seen it with celebrities who have found coronavirus tests quite easy to come by in comparison to health professionals who, in many cases, have found them hard to come by. They've paid for them. And they've got out ahead of the story in a way and said, yes, I've tested positive for coronavirus and splashed it all over social media, again, making it all about them. You have other people like Kathy Griffin and Greta Thunberg, who didn't even take the test, as far as I know, from what I last read, but claimed they had coronavirus anyway because, again, they were so perturbed about not being at the top of the headlines for five frigging minutes. Now CNN's Chris Cuomo has it as well. But yes, James Corden anxious and sad about being quarantined in his luxury LA mansion with a giant garden and swimming pool, the world's smallest violin plays. Meanwhile, people living in not so much luxury try to have a birthday party. Cops face off with rowdy crowd. This is informationliberation.com. Cops face off with rowdy crowd after breaking up birthday party in LA to enforce COVID-19 lockdown. And again, this is another illustration of how some of our more diverse communities are reacting to the enforced quarantine. Authorities in Los Angeles are having a wee bit of trouble enforcing Mayor Eric Garcetti's new coronavirus lockdown and social distancing mandates. Unseen TV reports a birthday party for a little girl was dispersed by police amid the state's stay-at-home order enacted to battle the COVID-19 pandemic. Officers responded to reports of a gathering, including involving 30 to 40 people at home, in the Hyde Park area, and as you can see from the video embedded in this article, the partygoers were not too pleased about their little celebration getting interrupted by the quarantine police, and I believe we'll see much more of that if this quarantine drags on for more weekends. In the UK, they're saying it could last as much as 6 months, In America, of course, we've heard similar things. We're going to see a lot more of this. And also, we're going to see a lot more of it not being enforced by the quarantine police. Here's an article from Summit News. French official says quarantine should not be enforced in migrant areas to avoid riots. Yes, diversity proving to be a strength once again. A top government official in France has admitted that draconian lockdown measures being imposed on the rest of the population shouldn't be implemented in the country's migrant-heavy ghettos in order to prevent riots. In fact, we've already had several stories with videos out of migrant areas of France where the migrants completely ignore the lockdown, the social distancing, because again, whenever a police car or a fire truck or an ambulance turns up in these migrant areas, they like to crowd around and if not attack it, intimidate the people inside it. So good luck enforcing measures against them in regards to social distancing and staying indoors. In fact, remember the video out of Naples, Italy, where the people in the apartments from above were shouting down at the migrants to get inside, who were completely ignoring them and continuing to roam around the streets. In a letter leaked to magazine Le Canard and Chan, French Secretary of State to the Minister of Interior, Laurent Nunez, advises it's not a priority to enforce closings in certain neighborhoods and to stop gatherings. In a separate video conference call, Nunes told other officials that restricting movement and shutting down shops in France's infamous banlieues risks igniting violent social disorder if enforced too rigorously. So basically they're saying all those measures that French citizens are subjected to in the rest of the country, where they have to sign, fill in a form to leave the house because they get stopped at police checkpoints and roadblocks saying, why have you left the house? What is your reason? That will not be enforced against France's ever so diverse and lovely migrant population once again. Meanwhile, in Sweden, another nirvana of diversity and tolerance. Like watching a horror movie, Sweden's liberal approach to coronavirus under fire. Now, Sweden, in comparison to other European countries, hasn't legally enforced any quarantine or social distancing measures. They've told their population to abide by social distancing, but it has no legal force. They're not going to get fined. And in fact, gatherings up to 50 people are still allowed. Bars are open. Nightclubs are open. Cinemas are open. Borders are open, obviously. It's Sweden. Schools remain open. More people are working from home, but life is pretty much going on as normal. So they're taking a very different approach. People in neighboring countries in Scandinavia have said in one case, in terms of a Danish journalist, that it was, quote, a bit like watching a horror movie. And indeed, if you do look at Sweden's coronavirus cases, 146 people have died so far, which is more fatalities than Denmark, Norway, and Finland combined. So it's too early to tell yet, but it seems as though Sweden refusing to enforce quarantine and social distancing measures because of their liberal outlook is proving fatal once again. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Listening to the Summit.News Radio Hour with Paul Joseph Watson.
Go back. I'm going to throw to my new video here in a second to speak about social distancing, but I want to urge you to get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, it's never been more important than now to boost your immune system, and you can do that with the 50% off massive discount of Real Red Pill Plus right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Also, I'm told that the storable food, which is, of course, absolutely crucial at this time of food shortages, panic buying, and so on, the government has stockpiles of storable food, so why shouldn't you? That is slowly coming back into stock. So take advantage of more great discounts by getting the InfoWars Life Select storable food, or at least getting in the list to get that food, because, of course, there is massive demand. All available at InfoWarsStore.com. War Room with Owen Schroyer is coming up after this, but here is the new video, The Truth About Social Distancing. Here it is.
You should not be meeting friends. If your friends ask you to meet, you should say no. If your friends ask you to meet, you should say no. You should say no.
Responding to a drop in business in late February, Nancy Pelosi encouraged the people of San Francisco to gather in large crowds in Chinatown.
She has been going around to show that it is perfectly safe to be here.
It's exciting to be here, especially at this time, to be able to be unified with our community. We do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. Come join us.
So having tacitly denied the severity of coronavirus by urging people to congregate in huge groups as recently as a month ago, Pelosi then had the nerve to blame Trump's early denial for the spread of COVID-19.
The president, his denial at the beginning was deadly.
You must stay at home.
Come join us. We should be taking every precaution. Come join us.
That's not social distancing. On February 9th, New York City Health Commissioner Osiris Barbeau posted a tweet urging citizens to flock to Chinatown in large numbers to celebrate the Lunar New Year, while suggesting that advice to avoid crowds was misinformation. She urged people to take the subway, visit restaurants, and attend parades.
There is no reason not to take the subway, not to take the bus, not to go out to your favorite restaurant, and certainly not to miss the parade next Sunday.
A week later, she was still urging people to go out into crowds in order to rebuke discrimination. That's not social distancing. On the same day, Mark D. Levine, chair of New York City Council Health Committee, lauded how huge crowds gathering in New York City's Chinatown was a powerful show of defiance of the coronavirus scare, tweeting four images of large groups of people gathered to celebrate the occasion. Most of the attendees were Chinese, and some of them had almost certainly recently returned from China. That's not social distancing. Now New York is the hardest hit state in the entire country and accounts for over 66,000 corona infections. On March 2nd, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio urged New Yorkers to get out on the town despite coronavirus. He told them to go to cinemas where they'd be in close proximity to hundreds of other people, and even recommended a specific film. That's not social distancing. As late as March 3rd, London Mayor Sadiq Khan said it was misinformation to suggest large crowds shouldn't be gathering at concerts or on public transport, and that they faced no risk.
If people are coughing and sneezing on a crowded tube carriage, that is going to put you at risk. You know, people might be saying now, as the mayor of the city, should we still be getting on public transport and using the tubes?
Well, it's very important that we don't spread panic or alarm based on misinformation. And what we need to do as politicians is to rely upon the best advice we have from the public health experts and from the chief medical officer. There is no risk in using the tube or buses or other forms of public transport or going to a concert.
On March 10th, he said there were, quote, no specific concerns about using public transport. Just over 2 weeks later, after London became the epicenter of the virus outbreak in the UK, Sadiq Khan changed his tune. He pleaded with people to stay at home and revealed that nearly a third of Transport for London staff are now off sick or self-isolating themselves. Guess the cleaning didn't work. And despite all of this, many rush hour trains are still packed because Khan made the galaxy brain decision to take half of them out of service. Social distancing UK style. That's not social distancing. Meanwhile, dog walkers in the Peak District, with no one around them for half a mile, are getting drone surveilled and publicly shamed by police. Meanwhile, flights from New York continue to land in London with passengers undergoing no checks whatsoever. That's not social distancing. And let's not forget how the left-wing mayor of Florence and leftist political activist groups encouraged Italians to hug Chinese people on the street. That was last month. Now Italy has the most coronavirus deaths in the entire world. Tens of thousands of Chinese migrant textile workers, many of them illegal, are employed in the town of Prato, near Florence and across Lombardy, the epicenter of the pandemic. Many of these Chinese migrants travelled back and forth between Italy and China during the peak of the coronavirus outbreak, and Italians were urged to go out and have physical contact with them to prove they weren't racist. According to top Italian virologist Dr. Giorgio Palou, Italy's left-wing government refused to isolate people coming in from China because it was seen as, quote, racist. That's not social distancing. In Spain, the left-wing government encouraged citizens to participate in 75 feminist marches across the country. This was on March the 8th, just 3 weeks ago. The rallies were attended by Spain's deputy prime minister as well as the prime minister's wife and mother. Apparently, in an effort to downplay the danger to the public of attending attending the rallies, the Spanish government failed to report new coronavirus cases between March 6th and March 9th. Despite numerous warnings, the Spanish government's main point man for coronavirus, Fernando Simon, told the public there was no risk. Spain has now lost over 8,000 people to COVID-19. And the Spanish government is being sued over its support for these rallies, which potentially exposed hundreds of thousands of people to coronavirus. All in the name of taking down the patriarchy. That's not social distancing. So all these Western leaders actually urged against social distancing for weeks, as the virus spread around the globe, because they saw it as more important to prevent racism. They were even allowed to urge against social distancing via social media. Were any of them banned? Did any of them have their posts deleted by social media giants? Did any of them apologize? No. Yeah, the president of Brazil, Jair Bolsonaro, had his tweet censored for encouraging precisely the same thing our leaders encouraged for weeks on end. Meanwhile, Twitter allows literal Chinese Communist Party propaganda in the claim that the US was responsible for the COVID outbreak, while Laura Ingraham gets suspended for tweeting about an FDA-approved drug that numerous studies say cures coronavirus. Throughout January and February, the mainstream media repeatedly claimed it's just the flu, bro, didn't question the numbers coming out of China and were more preoccupied with labeling people racist for making bat soup memes. Were any of them banned? Did any of them have their posts deleted by social media giants? Did any of them apologize? No. Meanwhile, in the UK, this woman went shopping encased in a giant plastic ball.
Extreme measures of self-isolation.
It's on?
No, it's all right. No, it's all right. You're coming towards me.
That's not social distancing. That's zorbing. Brighton's gay pride parade, attended by thousands of people who will crowd narrow streets, is set to go ahead. That's not social distancing.
Allah Ta'ala humara bahut bada ghafur rahim hai. Usne corona virus ko bhej diya hai. Isliye ki jo hum logon pe zulm utha raha hai na, usi ko Allah Ta'ala bulayega. Ab to ye wo faisla karega. Kaun rahega aur kaun jayega. Hum log yahan jhund bana ke khade hain. Hum logon ko kuch nahi hoga. Koi bimari nahi hogi.
That's not social distancing. Hundreds of Egyptian men marching in the streets shouting Allah Akbar to protest against coronavirus. That's not social distancing. Meanwhile, in sensitive, migrant-heavy areas of European cities, social distancing will not be enforced by police, because that could also be seen as racist. A top government official in France said that lockdowns shouldn't be imposed and shops should remain open in these areas in order to prevent riots. Definitely not social distancing. It's absolutely crucial for you to help me fight the war on free speech by supporting me via Subscribestar, link in description, and also signing up for my free newsletter at summit.news/.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.